Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When Boris Yeltsin was weathering the stormy coup in Moscow, which so altered the former USSR, his adrenaline was really flowing. As he mounted the barricade outside the walls of Parliament and raised his fist in the air, he allowed his 5-year-old granddaughter to climb up and stand by his side. After all, history was being made. What a grand moment to share with this little girl who would never forget what she had experienced. Seeing the soldiers in the tanks, the little girl turned to her then-powerful grandfather, who held the tide of history at bay, and asked, "Grandfather, will the soldiers shoot us in the head?" At that question, said Yeltsin in a later interview with CNN, reality returned, and he felt the fragility of life. Friend, whether you are on the barricades, in a hospital, or simply preparing to face another quite routine day, life at its best is fragile and short. "What is your life?" asks one of the first New Testament books to be written. "You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes," said James, the half-brother of Jesus. I thought of those words as I stood beside the bedside of a friend's dad who was described as a very careful driver. He always wore seat belts. He never exceeded the speed limit, something which very few people can honestly boast of. Yet a car approaching from the opposite direction drifted off the highway, and the driver overcorrected, hitting the other car head-on. As I stood there in the intensive care unit of a hospital, watching the machines labor to keep him breathing and to keep oxygen flowing to his body, I couldn't help thinking, what a strong, powerful man only a few days ago. And now his weary body is fighting for breath and life. What is life? That's the question people have been asking from the beginning of time. Moses, who had known both the classroom of Egypt and the vastness of a classroom under the stars as he took care of his father-in-law's sheep, said that life is like a tale that is told, or a story which a shepherd would tell around the campfire at the end of the day. The fact is that every individual is terminal, something which shouldn't bring remorse or depression. It's the way life is. But that doesn't mean that life is terminal. Life goes on whether the body remains healthy or stops functioning entirely. But of course it changes. Jesus said it as he stood before the tomb of a friend whose life had been cut short by sickness. "I am the resurrection and the life," he said. "He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Then Jesus asked an important question of those who stood there, one you need to face too, friend. "Do you believe this?" he asked Martha. The word "believe" means more than just an intellectual assent to a theory that there's life after death. It means a commitment to something whereby you take something by faith and commit your heart and life to it. 3,000 years ago, Moses talked about our years as being 70, or 70 years. Still about the length of the average lifespan today. 70 years, give or take a few. But of one thing I am certain. Eventually, we cross the threshold which separates us from eternity. Life, at its longest, is short. The real enemy is not death. It's an empty life which brings us to the end with no assurance of life beyond the grave. Think about it, friend, in terms of your life.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.